back to the ageturners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you to have a normal Christian life and church life, and to equip you to be one whom the Lord can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's broadcast, we will continue to share on this crucial burden of eating in the Bible. Throughout the scriptures, this matter of eating is shown as being something so important. However, when we talk about this matter of eating, probably most of you would consider the matter of eating is a matter of either reading the Bible, pray reading the Word, and enjoying the Lord through the Word. And also, as we've talked about the matter of the psychological eating, you may consider that we need to stay away from evil things and not read certain things or stay away from certain things on the internet. Today, I would like to have some fellowship with you concerning one very crucial aspect concerning eating that is shown to us in the Bible that you may not have considered before. And that is that our contacting people is a kind of eating. This is shown to us both in the Old and New Testaments, in the books of Leviticus and in Acts. In Acts chapter 10, we have the story of Peter. Peter is praying on the rooftop, and he sees a vision. And in this vision, a vessel comes down, and actually it's like a big sheet. And in the sheet are all sorts of animals, four-footed creatures. And the sheet opens, and he sees all these animals, and a voice comes to him and says, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." And he refuses to eat because among these animals there are what are called unclean animals. And because Peter was a Jew, he grew up living according to the Old Testament regulations that are found in the book of Leviticus, some strict regulations concerning the matter of eating. And this we can find in Leviticus 11, where there are some very strict regulations concerning the clean animals that one was allowed to eat and the unclean animals that were forbidden. Leviticus 11, verses 1 and 2 read, "Then Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, These are the animals which you may eat among all the beasts that are on the earth." And in the Recovery Version, we find an excellent note in 11:2 on this matter of eating that defines the matter of eating and then sets the principle of this chapter, the spiritual principle. And this reads, "To eat is to contact things outside of us and to receive them into us, with the result that they eventually become our inner constitution." And brothers and sisters, we've been hitting this week after week, and this definition, I hope, is in you already, that you realize the things that are outside of us can come into us and affect us in such a way that they become our inner constitution. Continuing in reading the note, "In this chapter, all the animals signify different kinds of people, and eating signifies our contacting of people. For God's people to live a holy life, as required by the holy God, we must be careful about the kind of people they contact." For God's people to live a holy life, as required by the holy God, they must be careful about the kind of people they contact. And there's a reference in the middle of this note to Acts chapter 10. Again, going back to the story of Peter, when he saw this vision and he refused to eat, and this happened three times that he got this speaking about eating, and he refused to eat. Later on, we find out that Peter realized what the Lord was saying, because the Lord was sending him to the house of Cornelius to contact this man who was a Gentile, and he had gathered all his close friends and relatives to hear the gospel. And Peter realized that the Lord, in giving him that vision and telling him to eat even of the unclean animals, actually the Lord was showing him that he should contact these Gentiles who, according to the strict regulations of the Old Testament, the Jews should not have any contact with. But now, through the redemption of Christ, all people are clean and can be contacted for the matter of the gospel, for the burden of the gospel. So Peter realized that what he saw in that vision concerning animals was really referring to people, contacting people. And with this principle, when we go back to Leviticus chapter 11, we can see that those regulations regarding what is clean and unclean actually deal with our contacting people. In our contact with people, we can receive something positive or we can be defiled. Brothers and sisters, it is crucial in our going on as believers that we pay attention to this matter and take very careful attention to this matter. That is, our contacting people, the people that we come in contact with. This plays a crucial role in our going on in the Christian life. The principles set forth in Leviticus 11 are very helpful for us to learn something for our going on in our daily life as we contact our friends and those around us. In Leviticus 11, there are different categories of animals, and they are divided into the clean and the unclean. One of the types of animals, or one category, that was clean and the children of Israel could eat was those that divide the hoof. That is, that they have a split hoof. And in the note in Leviticus 11:3, it tells us that animals that divide the hoof and chew the cud signify persons who have discernment in their activities and who receive the word of God with much consideration. So this is a kind of clean animal, and that shows that the people who are, according to this principle, are considered clean. And we can eat them. We should contact them. We should have fellowship with them. Who are these? These are those who have discernment in their activities, and those who receive God's word. Another category was concerning the animals in the water. And the clean are those who have fins. And this is in Leviticus 11:9. The note for this is very helpful. The note says, in the Bible, the sea signifies the fallen, corrupted world. Fins help fish to move, to act in water according to their wishes. And scales protect the fish and keep those fish that live in the sea from being salted. Hence, aquatic animals that have fins and scales signify persons who can move and act freely in the world and at the same time resist its influence. So the category of the clean aquatic animals is with those who have fins and scales. And that this signifies that we can be in the world but not of the world. So we should also be with those who are the same. They can be in the world, but not influenced by the world. Of course, what we're saying here today, brothers and sisters, does not mean that we should only have Christian friends, that we should only contact people who are in the church life. If this were the case, how could we ever preach the gospel? We need to contact people for the goal of preaching the gospel. But we need to be careful of receiving the influence from others. Another category concerns the birds. And there are birds who eat seeds. There are birds who feed on carcasses. The birds that eat the seeds, which signify life, these are the clean ones. The ones who feed on carcasses, signifying death, these are the ones we should stay away from. And in the note, it says, birds that have wings for flying and that eat seeds of life as their food supply signify persons who can live and move in a life that is away from and above the world, and who take things of life as their life supply. The unclean birds, which do not feed on seeds but feed on carcasses, signify persons who feed on the things of death. So, very clearly, we must be careful in our contact with people. Stay away from those who feed on death. Because if they feed on death, that means death will become their constitution. And if we contact them in a way that's not sober, in a way that's just open, very probable, we will receive something of death into our inner being. The next category is the matter of the insects. There are insects who leap, who they have wings and have legs above their feet for leaping off the ground. These signify the clean ones, the people who are not attached to the world. And then you have the ones that are swarming or that crawl. And these are ones that are bound to the world. And the crawling insects, these signify persons who live in the world and cleave to the world, being unable to sever themselves from the world. Oh, brothers and sisters, we should not be this way, nor should we be in intimate contact with those that are this way, whether they are believers or Christians. If they are attached to the world, if they can't jump out and above the world, then we really should be careful in our contact with them. So you see, our contact with people is very important. Our contacting of people is a kind of eating. This is unavoidable. Whenever we contact others, something from them comes into us. We must develop a kind of psychological and spiritual filter, a screen that we can contact people, but we don't allow their influence to come into us and affect us. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Do not be deceived. Evil companionships corrupt good morals." We must beware of the evil companionships. Now, this does not mean that the people we are contacting are evil people. No, we shouldn't have that kind of reaction. That would be too far. But there is something defiling about them that could come into us. This is what is characterized as an evil companionship. In Proverbs 13:20, it says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be troubled." Brothers and sisters, throughout all these years, I have seen many young people, and I remember this in my own experience as a young person. You may love the Lord very much. You may want to go on with the Lord. You may even go to the meetings, be in the Word, serve in the church. But if in your daily life, if from Monday to Friday, whether at school or in your neighborhood, you are contacting the so-called unclean ones, you're not careful over the people that you contact, these companionships will drag you down. These companionships will affect your faith. They will affect your love for the Lord. They will affect your desire for the meetings. This is absolutely the case time after time. We must be careful in our contacting with people, because our contact with people is a kind of eating. You probably all know 2 Timothy 2:22. But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Every one of us needs some those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. We need to be with those. We need to have our closest companions, our most intimate friendships with those who will call on the Lord out of a pure heart and who will help us to go on with the Lord. Some encouraging verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. They say, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls and does not have another to lift him up. Do you have a companion who can lift you up when you fall? Who will bring you back when you're going astray a little bit? That is a blessing. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And while a man may prevail against the one, the two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So this is actually telling us it's better to have two other companions rather than just one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. So brothers and sisters, I do hope that you've received something through this fellowship today. We must be careful over our eating. But our eating is not just in what we read and look at, or what we hear, or the matter of taking in the word. We must pay attention to the contacting of people. We eat by our contact with others. So I hope that you would consider this fellowship, pray about this. Of course, again I say, this does not mean that we only have friends who are Christians. We never contact unbelievers. For the sake of the gospel, we should contact unbelievers, but with that kind of view, not being influenced by them, but with the purpose of sharing the gospel with them, to make them the real clean ones. Praise the Lord. Well, we always welcome your feedback. If you want to contact us, please feel free to let us know how you are enjoying these podcasts, both in this series and in the other series. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For HTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.